You all did it wrong.
15 seconds.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
I enjoyed it too.
Remember his mum said if you're going to do it properly.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to my new boss who is a West Coast supporter, sucked in. Not to the ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, that was just to my boss who's actually a good bloke, but you know. As I said to him, 2029, looking good for West Coast. That's what I said to him. And he laughed, but not in a funny way. My name is Needles. I am here, look, after a regulation win over to West Coast. First time we played and won at Optus Stadium since Moses was a boy, something like that. It's been a while or never. And we went over there and pumped him and didn't even play particularly well, in my opinion. Mistakes were made. I have with me Sparrow, do you agree with everything I just said about my new boss?
I don't know about your boss, but I do know that your facts were slightly wrong. We have beaten Freo there, but we haven't beaten West Coast at Optus. So it is a first. We are a team of first these days with Kingers breaking all sorts of records. So, yeah, first win over West Coast at Optus, which we will bank every day of the week. There's a lot to love about the game, which we'll get into in the second quarter, of course. But yeah, thanks for the welcome. And what do we got?
Excellent. Hey, man, Ragnar, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yes. Ragnar's on the pod.
Ragnar's on the pod.
Anyway. Oh, g'day, mate. Good to see you.
We're hiatus last week. I was too busy getting things organised for the new Tassie Devils team. So,
how's the pod looking?
This is for the Orange Crush, everyone. Just for the people who know how it goes and who's got what. We were talking about whether or not we could do one, what time we were going to do one. This is from Mr. Lofbrock himself. If you guys wish to keep it at 9 p.m., just go ahead without me. The episode last week was great, guys. In the words of Ron Barassi, I wanted to vomit.
It sounded great. Sparrow
for 40 minutes. It was a shitstorm. Yeah, you're here. Let's go.
It was delightful. You guys lyrical all day.
We need your analytical brain. We need your football nous. And we need your bakes and mathematics wear injected.
Yes. Oh. So what we need is all of your content.
Otherwise. And songs. You got any songs?
Yeah. All of that. Just give us your talent. Give us your talent, Rags, and we're fine. I think we'll be absolutely cherry ripe. How are you?
I might try and do a song this weekend, this Easter weekend, if I don't go away. How about that?
Considering that's the sound of me clapping.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. But this is actually another question just occurred to me. Considering that there's a population of Tasmania is like 510,000, give or take a few, and over 120,000 people have bought the $10 token memberships. Are you a member of the Tassie Devils? Have you paid $10, which is a lot of money in Tassie?
No, I didn't. I didn't pay the $10. I paid the $15. I got the ultimate sticker pack, and I'm pretty sure. I'm just going to check now, but last I heard, they had over 170,000.
Is that two in five? It's a lot.
Is this Rags from Richmond to GWS Mark II?
Mate, this...
We're not going to
tell you what. It. I mean, the Giants are looking pretty good, but tell you what, the Tassie...
There's a lot of excitement. That's the new toy.
The Tassie population do like to get behind a sporting team.
And that would also fit with your brand, though, wouldn't it? To jump off a team just before they go onto a massive premiership winning dynasty tear.
And look, you guys could thank me if that happens. So
That's the missing piece of the premiership puzzle. Right.
Okay. That's all that needs to happen.
Okay.
Hey,
so
hey, Needles.
We're all back
Needles.
together. Squad's back. Yeah.
Before you get into the juicy part of first quarter.
No, I was going to go to. Okay, first quarter, right?
I'd like to thank our sponsors for the show: Bubs, Cheese, and
oh,
Mal
shit.
Michael.
Yeah, I have to pay.
Bubs,
sorry, mate. Yeah,
Cheese,
leave
Mal
that
Michael. Your contributions to this pot are generously.
That's all.
Very generous. And to any other sponsors wishing to help out, it is buymeacoffee.com/thesquinters. Any donations, warmly
at least
welcome.
Two of those are sort of surgeons. One's an anaesthetist and one's a surgeon. They're probably good for it. Couple in finance and also me.
Any contributions, warm.
I'll catch up. Is there actually a sponsorship thing?
There is, mate. Yeah, it's live and someone has... Bleeds Orange. Bleeds Orange is our first official donator.
So this is like Patreon, but better. You guys pay us to pay Rags to play music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or get someone to do the production of the back end.
And keep us going. There's a few costs involved. It's not huge, but yeah, any contributions help, and we'd really appreciate it. So thank you, Bleeds Orange, Bubs, Mount Michael,
okay.
And...
Righto. Needles. This is Needles' favourite content. Let's play What Are We Drinking Tonight?
Ooh.
What tea you got?
I've just finished my protein shake. I was literally lunging about 10 minutes ago and I jumped in the car onto this pod. So I've just finished that.
Like a weapon.
Now I'm on to some boring H2O.
There's nothing like turning 40 to really just start hitting the gym, is there? Hey?
I've stopped since 20.
Imagine if you do it. Used to be. Rags, mate. Oh, that looks like a nice mug.
Yeah, you will never guess what I'm drinking, but I'm actually having a peppermint and licorice tea.
Ooh. Right.
It's delightful.
Stop it. It's
delightful.
You've got some whiskey.
Yes,
some
I do.
Chili
I'm
whiskey.
I'm the only person with hairs on my chest. There it is.
Oh, look at that.
I just changed jobs last week, and my previous people got me Upshot Australian Whiskey, craft distilled single barrel from the Whippersnapper Distillery. I was purchased for me because you can buy it at Costco. Made, the Whippersnapper Distillery is in East Perth.
Oh, stop it.
There it is. Right.
Did you say that was purchased from Costco or from a... No,
it was purchased for me because it was available in Costco. And apparently nowhere else. But mashed, distilled, and hand bottled in Perth's first urban distillery.
And nice. Well, give us a rating out of 10.
It's not great when you first sip it, but they say a fragrant with a delicious melange of vanilla, toffee, maple, and hints of nutmeg flavour, or whatever. Infused in a creamy texture, perfect for enjoying across seasons and in good company. Barrel number 305. First sip, it's very much ooh, but actually, if you wait for like 5 minutes, you do get hints of vanilla and stuff like that. It's not too bad.
As you get hammered,
is what I would say. When the buzz comes.
Oh, good. Well, that is one of the best segments we've got, so I'm glad we've covered that.
How about that for a silky segue, though? I mean, no issues of the week. Let's just go straight.
No, there is one issue. I just want to slot in there. Post-sponsorship, post-drinking, what are we drinking? And that is, boys, what do you reckon of the jerseys? The new jerseys, what are your thoughts?
Well, they're fine. They're orange, but they'll change next year, so you can't get too friggin' frothy about it.
Mate, there's a whole Twitter account totally set up to discuss jumper clashes. So this is not a minuscule issue. People have thought long and hard about this.
People need to get their heads red.
I think it looks great because the charcoal possibly could clash with a dark navy of the West Coast jumper. And so we've sort of gone away from the charcoal by the looks. I dare say we're going to have it back in for our clash with Sydney.
The full charcoal.
As the bright orange might clash with the bright red of the Swans. So I think the charcoal will be back, but we're saving it for the special occasions for our most hated opponents.
I love it personally. I think
It's the away jersey, is it? I mean, Guernsey. Orange looks brilliant. It's
it's
mint.
the
It's my
orange.
favorite color. Get
Orange,
on board.
white, white short. The shorts have got the nice little orange triangle on the side. No, I love it. I love it.
It's almost tangerine. Like it's almost, it certainly looks like there's a bit of pastel. It's not like your bright, not a vivid orange. It's a little bit lighter.
It's got a tick from me. So
And it looks really
well done,
good.
Puma.
Aaron Cadman is kicking 3 goals.
Didn't he? Doesn't he look good? He's changing every game.
He is. But yeah, he's kicking straight. He's got lots of confidence. He's still not the finished article by no means, but he's like, oh yeah. You'll be right. I sort of wonder, oh, will he be right? And you see some of the shit he does, you go,
Yeah,
oh,
he'll be fine.
you'll be right.
Do you want to jump in second quarter? Any more
Yeah.
issues that you want to cover off rags?
No other issues, really. Yeah, I think we jump straight in.
Second quarter. There is an issue arising from said game, which is maybe a first quarter, maybe second quarter article to discuss. And that is, boys, thoughts on Toby's studs up. Personally, no dramas, but what did you see that?
Didn't say it. I
You don't watch
saw it.
games.
It's a massive overreaction. There's dozens of players that do it throughout the league, and it's the only time it's brought up is when Toby does it because he's kicked someone in the face before.
Well,
It's a
no,
mechan.
old mate ran into Toby's foot. Toby couldn't see where he was. Everyone needs to say Toby was looking at the ball. Daniel, whatever his name was looking at Toby's foot and still ran into it. What an idiot.
Yeah, it is a
One issue.
non-issue. I think yeah, he'll be
You've heard it
fine.
here first. Rags has
Move
ticked it
on.
off.
Move
Yeah, happy
on.
to move on. So, the game. Needles, did you lock yourself in the bathroom or?
I'm such a fucking psycho. Like it's a problem now. I'm beginning to think it's a problem.
I haven't been a problem
I
for
was watching
10
it
years.
when West Coast kicked the 2 goals
Oh
at the
no.
start of the last quarter. I was like, oh, this is fucked. Right, fuck this. Right, I'm off. The only reason that I couldn't change the channel and I just had to sit there and sulk and watch it is because the littlest squitter had hidden the friggin' remote, so I couldn't turn off the television and I couldn't be bothered. I did 3 or 4 laps and like asking Mrs. Needles what the remote was, and I was just like, this is it. I just got to go. And by the time that I worked out that I couldn't find it, the Giants had kicked another 2 goals,
So you
and
were
so I was fine.
safe.
Yeah. And then somehow the daughter found the remote first thing this morning at 6 a.m. Oh, I just hid it under the couch. Yeah, had you? And yeah, so it was
She might
awful.
break your
I
witchcraft or
suck.
whatever you got going there.
It's very, very poor, and I'm very, very disappointed because that should have been an easy game to watch. But now I'm almost watching it critically because I didn't think we were like there was a few chances. Turnovers and stuff. Like we're winning easily, but playing ugly to a degree.
Well, I think you're going to be dragged down to some level by their standard. A couple of things that I really liked was, do you boys happen to catch Xavier's hit on Harley Reid, where he's going down the? You didn't watch the game, Needle, so there's a pointless
I did watch
article
the game.
here.
I watched the second half, not the first half.
Harley Reid did this run down the side in maybe the first quarter, Rags. I think it was, first quarter. Looked amazing. Like, I think it was Briggsy tackled him, bounces back up, fends off Cogs, big don't argue, gives the ball to someone, gets it back, and then you just see O'Halloran coming from the side of the screen and just take his head off. And free kick, but that they played on advantage, so that didn't really cut back to it, but it was the best cheap hit I have seen. It was beautiful to watch. Just set the tone.
I read something that Harley Reid could be scary. Did he look that good?
Yeah. Mind you, Harvey Thomas, our boy,
No,
got a lot more ball, did a lot more things than old flashy Reedy.
when he gets into high school, he's going to be a decent footy player. I reckon he'll be a bit of a jet. Like,
He's
get out
going
of year
well.
six and get into year seven and sort of get into his first tutor group. And, you know, as long
Mate,
as he gets his lines right, he'll be good.
I tell you what, him and his year eight mate, Tackle Bag, aka, what's his
Jacob
actual
Ware.
name? Yeah, Weary, Weir, Jacob Weir.
He got a few touches as well. He didn't have much,
He
and
played
he
very
did good.
well. Played very well. Him and Harvey, mate, little whippersnappers, they're going great guns.
Yeah, Harvey
Is.
Thomas is half a chance for the Rising Star nom this week. I'll just
That's
run
right.
through his stats for you. He had 100 AFL fantasy points.
Mate.
He kicked one goals too. He had 21 touches. He had eight tackles, and he's like 65 kilos.
Yep.
And he had two goal assists. So that's a pretty complete game for a half forward or a forward pocket.
That's a beautiful
So
segue
he's had a few
into.
shots now though, and like he's missed all his shots. The one goal that he got was off the second last stud on his last foot that he rolled it through.
Take them when you're in year seven. Hey, Rags Toe, I only just realized before the pod, I put it out to the X-verse, aka Twitterverse. Any thoughts on the game? And Rags Toe, who I just thought it was you, Rags, but it's actually not. He, this is a good segue. He said, "Boys, thoughts on Harvey Thomas being better than Harley Reid?" Well, you got my vote there, Rags Toe. I thought Harley Reid certainly started well, but the points have to go to Thomas. He also said the upside on Cadman, shades of Jezza with his run and below the hips ability. You have to agree. Cadman looked very, very good. That final mark, final goal of the game. He missed one. Did he miss it? Like he launched for a mark earlier in the game that he might have put down?
Yes, it was a good
Yeah.
decent effort though.
Yeah, he's looking delightful. Toby Bedford bounced back with eight tackles. Yep. Bedford was strong.
I'm just going to agree with Mr. Lofbrock that Harvey Thomas is not quite yet at Harley Reid's level. I mean, it's, you know, take a year 12 on a year 8.
I think the upside for Harley Reid is quite a bit higher than Harvey Thomas, which is why one was taken at number one and one was taken probably in the 40s. But
59, I think.
if we can get Harvey Thomas to be a solid role player for the Giants and hold down a, I think he will be a midfielder when he grows into his body a bit, puts on 10, 15 kilos, and I think he will be a midfielder down the track. But yeah, to compare him or to say he's going to be better than Harley Reid, I think that's a little bit of a stretch.
Drawing a quote, the proverbial long bow.
And Cads, yep, Cads look great. I still love the fact they've moved him into the midfield, into the ruck. It's great when he doesn't have to ruck up against someone like Mason Cox Collingwood, and he can ruck up against a second stringer who is similar stature and can actually use his leap. And that mark that he took in the dying seconds and kicked the goal after the siren, that was just a little glimpse of, I think, what we can expect going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. He certainly helped his fantasy points too, which the Soaring Sparrows greatly appreciate.
Can I
What
just
was your.
say, sorry, can I just say, I really agree with Needles about the game. I think we were very, very scrappy. We missed a lot of handballs. West Coast brought a lot of pressure. Kudos to them because they, I don't know what it is when we play West Coast, but they really seem to take it up a notch. Whether it's because we're playing them in Perth or they have beaten us a couple of times at the Beanstalk as well, I reckon. But I think we've still got, I think we're only operating at like a 6 or 7 out of 10, which is a little bit scary for the rest of the competition, I think.
Yeah, because I mean, I look at Sydney play and I look at the Giants play, and I think Sydney are playing really, really well. I'd have them in front of us in terms of what they put out, and we both played Collingwood, but otherwise our teams, West Coast and North, aren't at the level that what Sydney have dispatched. Is it that, so I agree with everything that you just said, Rags, and pipe down Sparrow. But here's the thing. So the year before last, and Sam Taylor was injured, and Jack Buckley started. He was our fullback. You go, man, Jack Buckley's like, he's really good. He's going to do well. Imagine what happens when Sam Taylor comes back from his every bone is infected thing. That's going to be pretty mean. I'm looking forward to watching that. And then, oh, mate, Buckley does his ACL, and Sam Taylor goes, oh, Sam Taylor's pretty good. I reckon if Jack Buckley comes back, they could be a good 1-2. To see them be
1-2,
Premier 1-2 is so good. Like, so it's something that you've been waiting for. Thinking it could be good. And then to have people like Whitfield and Iden around them and Lockie Ash running off, you're just like, ah, and imagine Harry, playing that back line.
Harry back there as well.
Oh, and Himmelberg.
Yeah.
Man.
And Nick Haynes wasn't even playing, and you know, he's
personal reason.
Mrs. had a kid, I think. I don't know if she's had it, but yeah, Jude.
All right, fine. Yeah, no, fair enough.
So but yeah, him as well.
It's just everything. It's everything.
Yeah, it's very healthy and very stacked and very fucking good. Like Taylor, some of his intercepts, my God. On like wrestling with, is it Kennedy? Josh
Darling.
There was Darling.
Sorry, Darling.
What about the slips catch he took as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's an absolute freak. And I know he's probably going to be locked into the Giants for life, but if I was West Coast, I'd be throwing him like $3 million a year to get him over.
Peppermint Grove.
Because he's worth three players, essentially. So if you're playing... he's unreal. But yeah, the whole back line performed well. I see Connor Iden had 28 touches on the weekend as well. Everyone just filled their
stats. How about Briggsy just owning every ruck contest? Just basically getting it and doing what he wanted. Who was the other ruck? Like, obviously they got Flinney, but he's injured. But
Harry Barnett. He was in the draft maybe 2 or 3 years ago. He's from South Australia, but he's only 20 or something like that. He just got absolutely monstered, you'd expect.
West Coast are hurting. They did well to stay in the in the fight for the first quarter and a half. But
I just have a little bit of a dig at one of our players?
Ragnar's back.
Someone who was really hyped before the season started, and not just by us, but the whole media, they're like, oh, this guy's going to be so good this year. Finn Callahan, what's happened? He's he had 16 touches. Sure, he kicked one goal, 16 touches. He played 85% time on ground, and he's fumbling it. He's missing kicks. He's missing handballs. Finny Callahan, we need a little bit more out of you. You're meant to be our Josh Kelly Mark II, and it's a bit of a Toyota Corolla at the moment. Not quite the Porsche that Chuka is.
That's a bake.
Far out. That is such a bake.
I think he was one of the players.
I have to have more whiskey, I'm so shocked.
I bet he was a bit like Brown had a shocker. Like you only need half a dozen of your players to drop to the standard of West Coast and you really notice it. And I think, Finn Brown, they certainly didn't have their best days.
But Finn last week as well, he had a pretty shocking game last week. It was his first game back.
He was coming off a nail on Bondi. So, it's enough to rattle anyone. Nail in the foot. He'll be right, mate. He'll come good. He'll come good. He looks fine.
I'm just having a look what he had last week.
He looks big.
How about...
Maybe he's too big.
How about our podcasting rival, Tommy Green, just owning it? Absolutely owning the pill.
He gets a lot of football.
He gets the best midfielder on him, and it's just a bull.
And you see him when he has to chase someone and someone gets on the outside. He's
Yeah.
not
Not
the
electric.
swiftest of cats. But he like just like Diesel. I guess he sees Diesel, what Greg Williams was, but I never really saw him apart from when he was sort of mid late career at Carlton and still pretty effective. But Diesel wasn't particularly fast. He was nowhere near the size of Tom Green, but he would be at every contest and he would just bum down, pick it up, and bash through. And Green is, and like with his hands,
Yeah, those
and
big arms just getting on
but
top,
his
big handball.
positioning is brilliant as well because he is often there. He's able to have a shot at goal. Like he gets himself dangerous.
Little
He's a
fun
fair
fact about
footballer.
Tommy Green. Bring
Canberra's third best footballer of all time. There it is.
in. He would be Tamworth's best footballer of all time. He's a
Was he
Tamworth
born in
boy.
Tamworth? He's
No.
probably also a Canberra boy.
Well, he was born in Townsville, I think, wasn't he? But
Was there a stadium? Is there a stand named after him in Tamworth?
he got a mention in the Northern Daily Leader when he did his debut. It might be the
Sounds
only
like a no.
AFL coverage in Tamworth. So lift your game, Northern Daily Leader.
Can I just say one more thing before we move on to the next quarter?
Sure.
One thing I really noticed from this game to the last game was our tackling pressure inside in our front half, and I think there was a big emphasis put on the players by the coaching staff throughout the week because Toby Bedford did not lay a tackle last week at all, zero, and this week he had eight tackles. Harvey Thomas, eight tackles. Toby Bedford, eight tackles, and the list goes on. And the best tackle of all, Jack Buckley, that one he wrapped up. Who was it? Was it Tim Kelly? Was steaming in. And he just ran straight through him and just held him up. That was
That
amazing.
was fucking beautiful to watch on that.
Oh, there you go. A little bit of interest. Tom Green. So you could say he's Townsville. Born in Townsville, but spent his early years moving between Townsville, Toowoomba, Darwin, Melbourne, and Tamworth due to his
Tamworth
father's
boy.
career as an army helicopter pilot.
Ran the water for the Tamworth Kangaroos, I believe.
Settled in Canberra at the age of 11, but is the cousin of Will Sierakowski and David Sierakowski. Will Sierakowski played Aussie rules and also a few games for North Melbourne, Port Adelaide, a few games for North Melbourne, and for Sydney University.
Stop it.
I played not. I did not play with him. I watched him play.
So boys, 3-0, first time we are in this unfamiliar territory. Usually it's a slow start, it's injuries, it's okay, we're on the road because we don't have a ground for 1,000 weeks. We're going to hit our Manuka voodoo again. So this is very new territory. Top of the table. How are we feeling? It's good. How are we feeling? Like, pretty optimistic, pretty up and about. Or is it a bit
It's
like, oh shit, everyone's coming for us? What's the
better
vibe?
than the alternative.
Yeah, I think banking these wins early. I mean, we've only taken down North, West Coast, and a pretty shabby Collingwood, who, if we remember predictions I had as a slider, before the season started.
You missed
Anyway,
last week where we got to pat ourselves on the back about our predictions, mate. So
yeah.
you missed that
Well,
segment.
I've got Collingwood
Didn't
as
you
a
have Western
slider.
Bulldogs as a slider?
That's
Oh, they moved them
No.
from no, you had moved them from ninth to eighth. They were your rocket, weren't they? They were the sort of your number eighth with a bullet.
So we don't have a game coming up this weekend,
This
but
third quarter?
I think so. I
Yeah,
think so.
blow the
It's
siren.
so there's no game coming up this weekend, but I'm thinking we have a look at two games in this next round. So the obvious one is the Thursday night game, which is Brisbane Lions versus Collingwood. They're both zero and they're both winless. Collingwood 0-3, Brisbane are 0-2. It's up at the Gabba. If Collingwood lose this game, will they even make the finals, let alone the top four? Thoughts?
Collingwood lose the game. I think they'll hit a patch at some point during the season. This week will be very tough, but backs against the wall. Mind you, it's backs against the wall, obviously, for Brisbane as well. But, it's a bit like us when we needed to win down at Geelong last year. You know, you're on the road, you galvanise everyone together. If they can get the right mentality, I think they'll definitely. Mind you, they just look a lot more shit than they were last year, don't they?
So many mistakes.
They just look a lot shitter.
Darcy Moore.
Yeah. Bobby Hill.
Yeah.
Not there.
Like Pendlebury, side bottom. It's all their old guys as well.
Howe. Jeremy Howe.
Mm-hmm.
Even the beast, the bull in the middle. The gully. You know, just and they don't have that aura of, you know, you might be up 30 points at three quarter time and you're just terrified they're gonna run you down. It's just like it's not there anymore.
So my question is, Collingwood sort of have a generational talent and Nick Daicos playing for their team at the moment. But
how much are we going to offer him?
But they're about to lose Pendlebury, side bottom, Howe potentially all within the next, I'd say, 12 to 24 months. One, two, maybe 3 years for side bottom Howe, et cetera, because they've got a lot of 30-plus-year-olds. Is this sort of the end of their era? Like they're sort of, their window is starting to close, and all of a sudden there's some big holes in their list.
There is, but that means there's also a lot of salary cap.
You know, but they're probably going to have to pay Nick Daicos $3 million a year to keep him.
I actually bet you. I mean, the family stuff. Imagine if he went elsewhere. Yeah, play. Here's a lot of money and 90,000 fans every weekend, and we'll go and get in some two or three really good players to put around you, and it's your team. Do what you like. I mean,
yeah, I think they'll be all right, Collingwood. They can certainly attract players, no dramas, to that club. But yeah, you're right about the side bottoms and the Pendlebury's, and who was the other one you mentioned?
Getting Jeremy Howe.
Yeah, Jeremy Howe. Still a good team. I mean, something will turn around. Look at Geelong last year. You know,
Look at Carlton last year.
And the other game I wanted to look at is a Saturday night game, and that is Port versus Melbourne. Now, it's at the Adelaide Oval. They're both 2-0. Actually, Melbourne lost a game.
They're both
on 8 points. So I think either one of those teams will be in the top four by the end of the year, possibly both of them. But I feel like there's only room for one of them. So
who's it? Port,
which
Melbourne?
Team? Port versus Melbourne in Adelaide this weekend.
Melbourne's got old Stephen Mays out and
Jake Lever.
You know, so comes
if your best
in.
Back, if your best two backmen have gone, Harrison Petty, who's the guy you put there, but you need somebody in the forward line, comes
Tomo.
In. Right. Adam Tomlinson. Well, but I reckon Port Adelaide are looking decent.
I don't think they've even got out of third gear yet. They're just strolling along. They've got a good team. Yeah.
I watched their game on the weekend, and they were sloppier than us, and they should have beaten Tigers, Richmond.
Tigers,
At the MCG.
But Richmond had like five outs, and they played kids. Like Port kicked 2.7 in the first quarter. They should have put the game away by quarter time. I feel like Port will be in the top four. Like they're Rosie Butters, Ollie Wines is back to his best. And Horn Francis didn't play either. Yeah. That sort of mix in the midfield is pretty spot on. And their recruiting in the back line is going to be proven to be a masterpiece.
Also, hats off to Travis Bowe. 350 games is quite a lot of games. And he's had a few second comings. And a good bloke, apparently, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. They had someone from each team talk about Travis Boak, and it was really well done by the AFL, or whether it was Port Adelaide. But
when it's not Pendlebury, the amount of noise that got around his 350th, and I mean Travis has got 3/5 of FA for the work that he's done. and staying away from his home club for well, his home place.
I don't know if the, I don't know if Port. I don't think I don't know about Melbourne being top four. And I think Port is a 50-50 for top four. Definitely in the
So who's your
AFL for
top?
them.
Who's your top four right now?
Well, Sydney, us.
Port Adelaide.
No.
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 Geelong.
I
St Kilda.
think Geelong
Oh, Geelong.
is looking pretty good.
Tom Stewart is looking pretty good.
And
As Titus O'Reilly said, they should stop kicking it to Tom Stewart. Like, that's just silly. Don't, if you're in the opposition, don't kick it to him.
And then I've got maybe I just can't see the Lions not digging themselves out. They've got a good team. They've got a really good team.
They
I think
do,
they've got a
but
better team than Collingwood.
if they lose to Collingwood this weekend, like you were saying, they might, Collingwood's going to bounce back, then they're 0-3, and it's very hard to make the top four from 0-3. I'm really looking forward to us
Oh, and
playing.
Carlton, actually. Carlton.
Yeah, I knew we were forgetting someone there.
Blues.
Carlton.
There's a little bit. They've got a little bit of something, something.
I'm really looking forward to us playing Geelong because I think we have the perfect matchup for Tom Stewart.
What is it?
Callum Brown.
Ooh.
I think you can match him in the air, on
Yeah.
the ground, athletically. He's played in the back line, so he can play that defensive forward. I
And
think he's
he'll know where the ball is because he just follow Tom Stewart to wherever the ball is.
exactly. And
Yeah.
that'll probably mean he'll probably kick like six goals because he'll
That's
take him
what
to
I'll do.
the ball.
We've got not very long to go. Will we? Have we segued into fourth quarter? Were there any
This
sort
is
of more
now fourth
content?
quarter. Blood horn.
Okay, right. That's good by us.
Fourth quarter, any final issues, any play on at all costs?
Have we got some maths?
No math, but I just want to talk about Peter Wright. Did you see that contest that he knocked out that player?
I heard about it.
Cunningham. Yep.
I've heard very divergent views.
It's such a tough one. Like he's gone up for a mark. So Cunningham's gone back with the flight. Okay. Everyone says it's courageous, but at what point is it courageous or stupidity? Because he's probably 20 kilos lighter than Peter Wright. Peter Wright's going at the ball, looking at the ball, and then all of a sudden, the last second he sees a player come across in front of him. What's he going to do?
Brace.
Yeah.
He's going to brace himself. He's not going to go like he's not going to be like a starfish and knacker himself.
Yeah.
Like
It's
what's
right on the cusp of trying to
so
merge
hard.
collision sports with the whole science behind head knocks, and
The
it's
ethos of the sport,
intriguing how they do it.
the ethos of the sport versus the science of the
Yeah.
damage type thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at it in
It's
also in NFL, in rugby's just impossible to watch with all the changes they've had to make, and AFL things like this. It's a real pivotal moment in the game, in all the contact collision sports.
I don't know. That's a tough one because he's allowed to go for the ball and he was the one watching the ball. You know? If you're going backwards, I mean, that doesn't sound very intelligent. By which virtue, I would never have gone for that ball and I've never had a concussion. Ergo, right? I mean, I didn't play Aussie rules, but look at me. Little sparky.
I've got no big insights for you there, Rags, other than it's a tough one to get right, and I've got
Lucky,
no,
because we've got
nothing
30
against what he
seconds.
did.
We've got 30 seconds to go.
Never
So that's a
surrender.
wrap. Yeah, nice and early. Never surrender.
Never Finn Callahan lift, surrender.
Great to have you back, Rags.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, boys.
You all did it wrong.
Luckily, I got back in on top of the game.
Next hardest working player, maybe Coniglio.
Coniglio said 13.
Coniglio for another.